Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Sweet Sorrow by David Nichols, narrated by Rory Kinnear. What we, or at any rate what I, refer to confidently as memory, meaning a moment, a scene, a fact that has been subject to a fixative and thereby rescued from oblivion, is really a form of storytelling that goes on continually in the mind and often changes with the telling. Too many conflicting emotional interests are involved for life ever to be wholly acceptable. And possibly it is the work of the storyteller to rearrange things so that they conform to this end. In any case, in talking about the past, we lie with every breath we draw. William Maxwell. So long, see you tomorrow. Part 1. June. This was the summer when for a long time she had not been a member. She belonged to no club and was a member of nothing in the world. Frankie had become an unjoined person who hung around in doorways, and she was afraid. Carson McCullers, the member of the wedding. The end of the world. The world would end on Thursday at 3:55, immediately after the disco. Until then, the nearest we'd come to such a cataclysm at Merton Grange were the rumours of apocalypse that took hold once or twice a term, the circumstances broadly the same each time. Nothing as banal as a solar flare or asteroid. Instead, a tabloid would report a Mayan prophecy, some throwaway remark from Nostradamus or freak symmetry of the calendar, and word would spread.